lot of confusion. But that time has finally come. Let's get it done. Keep moving, yeah, moving. Let's keep rising to the top. And don't let nobody stop. Just keep trying, yeah.
That is Kenny Burke. He was in the Stair Steps, Mark. Real talent, and that's one of his strongest solo tracks. A track called Rising, Keep Rising to the Top, sampled early in hip-hop by Dougie Fresh, amongst other people. But a really great 12-inch to have. Quite hard to find, actually.
I like that. I thought it sounded familiar.
And it's, in the background, we're hearing some funk instrumentals from bonus stuff that came with the What's Going On Marvin Gaye.
The 40th anniversary.
Yeah, what an incredible package. I might have to go and seek one of these out myself.
Well worth it.
Yeah, so it's got an actual different version of Marvin, What's Going On, the Detroit original mix, double vinyl, and then some instrumentals of stuff that's never come out. Chained. I guess Chained is a song he did, and then this is a funky, I guess this would be the Funk Brothers?
No, actually, this is Bohannon, Hamilton Bohannon.
Wow. Oh, right, because one of the other songs, he was name-checking Bohannon, so that's interesting. So Bohannon actually was one of Marvin's producers?
That's right.
Yeah, well, no, that's an interesting little fact. I didn't know. You just followed them tonight, Mark. Well, Motown, shall we say Motown's one of your strongest suites?
Well, it's my primary interest, for sure.
Wow, that's great. All right, well, we'll listen to a little bit more of this funk instrumental. Then we've got something from Frida Payne. I think you might know this one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, fantastic. It's another song that's been sampled, actually. All right, so African Rhythms, David and Mark, 20th anniversary show, going all the way till 10:30 tonight, 101.9 FM.
Thank you. clothes are packed, babe, and she's waiting for you on the outside. For as long as we've been together, baby, how can you tell me this is goodbye?
Certainly somebody, Mark, over the years of the show, Candy Staton, definitely somebody that I've appreciated, along with Unhooked Generation, Frida Payne, another towering soul artist from the 60s and 70s.
That's right, from Invictus Records.
Yeah, Invictus Records.
I think that was Hollandozer Holland.
Hollandozer Holland, after they left Motown, formed their own super label, but maybe not to super, super success.
No, not quite what they knew at Motown, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess you could just never really repeat the Motown magic, really.
No, but they tried.
Yeah, they really did. But Too Hurt to Cry, smaller label from the South, Fame Records. And of course, Candy Staton at the time was going out with Clarence Carter. But yeah, great songs. I'm not sure if that could have just been a 45. But yeah, recent event, the tragic death of Nelson Mandela. But I mean, what a legacy. His 27 years in jail, the awareness created, a lot of bands around the world, but I mean, especially in England. I remember when I was back in England and I went to an anti-apartheid festival in London, Gil Scott-Heron was playing. You know, it was very magical for me to be part of what happened. So Nelson Mandela, I mean, he's definitely an example to many people. I mean, sadly, after all of the work and all of what he did, there's still some injustice.
But, you know, he was made an honorary Canadian citizen.
Wow. Well, that's great. Awesome. Well, I've got a couple of Nelson Mandela quotes. I think that'd be appropriate. And then something socially conscious to follow.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
There are many people who feel that it is useless and futile for us to continue talking peace and non-violence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks.
Never, never, and never again shall it be that this beautiful land will again experience the oppression of one by another.
To the end, he was always happiest surrounded by children, a succession of new generations, born free, because of him. After a lifetime of struggle, Nelson Mandela had finally found some peace.
You fellas better quit jiving. You better get yourself together and get blacker now, because that's the real thing that's happening now.
So-called brothers telling lies. You colored people are just signifying. You better go to a natural school. Negroes get hot, black people get in the pool. I don't know whether you realize, before you get your respect, you got to be black or not. It took me a long time to cut my hair. The reason why, I wasn't aware. I didn't understand what it meant to be a man. But that's the only way in this man's land. I don't know whether you realize, before you get your respect, you got to be black or not. You've been leaning on others to be your keeper. That's why they call you Negroes and colored people. You better change your strap and get in the swing. Find yourself and do your own thing. Now I don't know whether you realize, before you get your respect, you got to be black or nice. Hit it! Now I don't know whether you realize, but before you can get recognized, you got to be black or nice. Now I'm gonna tell you one more time. Better try to find yourself, brother. And let me tell you something. Took me a long time to cut my hair. The reason why, I wasn't aware. I didn't understand what it meant to be a man. But that's the only way in this man's land. I don't think you realize, before you get your respect, you got to be black or not. Been leaning on others to be your keeper. That's why they call you Negroes and colored people. Better change your strut and get in a swing. Find yourself and do your own thing. I don't know whether you realize, before you get recognized, you got to be black or not. Hit it! I don't know whether you realize, before you get recognized, brother, you got to be black or nice. Now you don't have to be like an Oreo cookie, brother. Black on the outside and white on the inside. Now black and nice are not in the dictionary, but today is so necessary.
Flying higher than high. Super people.
socially conscious on the Jamigo label, but very much sounding like, very much like Curtis Mayfield. And before that, Hank Ballard and Blackenized, some very deep black message music in the Soul idiom. The Notations controversial conscious song was not on their album from back then. A great moment, really. Both of those were, you know, Blackenized is a great, great track. But next we've got, I don't know how much you've heard of the Carla Whitney album, Canadian soul singer.
I'm not familiar with her.
Well, here's let me put out a name for you, Choker Campbell.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, you see, because of your Motown expertise, you know who Choker Campbell is. Well, let me tell you something about Choker Campbell. He moved to Canada. He moved to the Toronto area. Signed to Attic Records, put out a couple of solo records on the label, but also he produced that album back then in the early 70s. I played it for Jason Hoover. He'd never heard of her, even though he'd lived shortly in Toronto. Obscure artist, but very well known internationally, her one and only Attic album. This is Carla Whitney, Mark. Check her out. And a track, Canadian soul singer, right here on African Rhythms, CITR 101.9 FM.
Must come down. What goes around, sure enough.
Tammy Terrell. Let's just say impressive version of This Old Heart of Mine. I mean, that gives Isley Brothers a run for the money.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. No, Tammy Terrell, but tragic story.
Yes. She had a brain tumor. Unfortunately, during her very last recording with Marvin Gaye, evidently she wasn't able to finish the vocals. It's rumored that Valerie Simpson fit in.
Right. So when do you think she would have recorded This Old Heart of Mine? Would that have been, like, when did she first record for Motown?
I think 64, 65.
Right. So she was an integral part then.
Totally.
So would she have been Marvin's main partner if she had not have died?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they were dynamite together.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's an impressive track. Next, we're heading to some Northern Soul territory. I guess Northern Soul would have mostly been known into being on other labels than Motown and as Obscure Soul. But as time has gone by, some Motown tracks do seem to be considered Northern, probably mostly because of their tempo and things like this. But the Marvelettes, we're going to play three smoking Northern tracks. And what is the track we're going to start with here? And who wrote this?
Well, first of all, we're going to be listening to You're My Remedy. It was written by Smokey Robinson. Smokey wrote a lot of material for the Marvelettes, mostly probably because Bobby Rogers, one of the miracles, married one of the Marvelettes, Wanda
Young.
Well, that
would
explain
that. Yeah. All right, and then You're My Remedy, and what are the other tracks that are considered Northern by the Marvelettes?
I'll Keep Holding On and Reaching for Something I Can't Have.
From Mark's major Motown archive collection, here is the Marvelettes.
Don't you give me no headache powders. They don't do no good for me. There is nothing I can take when my head starts to ache. 'Cause you're my remedy. Oh, baby, you're my remedy.
You're my remedy.
Oh, how you soothe me.
Oh, how you soothe me.
You can call my name and soothe all my pain. Oh, pretty baby.
Oh, pretty baby.
If soul music be the food of love, then we want a second helping. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to the 20th anniversary of African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. We've had some excerpts from past shows with Bobby Taylor, Jason Hoover, Rochelle Farrell. We've got Siobhan Barker coming up fairly soon. We heard Smoking Marvelettes medley, three tracks, Northern Soul, and to complement that, this is definitely in your element, Mark. This is the Motown and Kim Weston Helpless. Can there be one of the great Motown dance tracks. I mean, I don't know why I didn't hear of it before, maybe the 5 years I've known about it, but significant.
I was track. A smoker for sure.
Yeah, no, she's really, really, really good. Kind of underrated, Kim Weston.
Yes, but she's still performing.
Is that right? Yeah. Have you made any contact with her yourself?
No, but I heard a radio interview with her about 6 months ago.
Hmm. So what did you find out about her?
Well, she feels that she never had a chance. She felt that Motown didn't use her to her true advantage, maybe because of the Diana Ross, Berry Gordy connection.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, I guess, a common story.
Too common, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, Lonely, Lonely Girl Am I. Tell me about this song.
Well, the Velvelettes, they had a little run. I think they were put on the VIP label. The subsidiary of Tamil Motown, but didn't get
right.
that much
the non-priority
play.
Subsidiary, shall we say, or I'm one of the non-priority.
Totally.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but this is a pretty smoking dance floor number. Yeah, no, what a track. I think our listeners are really going to be feeling this one.
As I sit here in my lonely room, we
indeed, on African Rhythms, Dusty Springfield can rock the Northern Soul grooves. No, we've been having some fun on African Rhythms tonight, and we're ending in kind of a smoking Motown kind of fashion a little bit. But yeah, we've got next. But yeah, no, it's neat to hear Dusty Springfield in such a smoking Northern Soul type fashion.
I've always loved this song, David.
Right. Oh, that's great. So that brings back memories for you?
Lots of memories.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's what we want to hear. Awesome. Well, I'm ready for love. Martha Reeves, sort of a semi-slept-on Northern Soul-friendly, shall we say.
I remember when it first came out, I thought, wow, what a great, fast dance song.
Yeah. Well, and big up to our British listeners out there. Big up to Trevor Chapman, who's been a longtime listener. And my cousin Joss, big up to you. We'll send this one out to them. And that brings to a close the Northern Soul sort of Motown segment of the show. But let's slip into a little bit of funk next. And this is some unreleased instrumental from the Marvin Gaye, strangely, on the What's Going On, even though it doesn't actually seem to really have anything to do with What's Going On.
It was done right after the session.
I see. So that would be the connection.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, of course, the famous story about What's Going On would be that it almost never came out.
That's right.
Yeah.
And thankfully,
yeah,
it did.
Yeah. Berry Gordy initially did not have too much faith in the idea. I'm not sure exactly who changed his mind. But as you can see, I mean, even just the band jamming, there's some interesting stuff going on.
Totally cool stuff.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, let's check this out. And let's see what else we can come up with before the end of the show. Definitely we're going to play Siobhan Barker, and she'll be coming up next. And that is a local poet, and it's a track called I Am a Queen, and I believe it is from her book, the book that she's published in, which is a collection of Black Canadian poetry, the first ever, called The Great Black North. But you know what? Next, I've got the bottle coming up because a friend of mine, James, called in. You were actually at the bottle in 97, 96 with Clarence and I, dancing, wearing hats, and having a great time with us. So thank you for that. So, but have you ever heard Joe Bataan doing the bottle?
Yes, I have. I think I've heard you play that before, and I love that version.
Yeah. No, this is it's a really great version. It's nice to reminisce because the bottle ended right around the time Mike started the show. So, you know, those were the days, my friend. So we'll send this one out to Clarence.
And David, thank you for 20 years of wonderful music.
Thanks, Mark. All right, well, we'll come back in a sec to say our goodbyes. And we got a very special Dionne Warwick track coming up. No, that's really great. And I've got a great track for us to go out with, my friend. And that is a fantastic version, Obscure, Sister Sledge doing Stevie Wonder's As, the prophetic track from Songs in the Key of Life.
Wow, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks again, Mark, for being here for the whole show. I'm glad that somehow we heard from Mike. It would have been nice to have had him on more, but we still had a fantastic time. Perhaps we didn't play a lot of Latin or jazz or some of the things we get more in depth into. Perhaps we focused more on soul because, let's face it, you are a Motownologist, and so we had to take advantage of that to some degree.
Well, here's to 20 more, David.
Oh, thank you very much. Awesome. Well, I'm David Love Jones. That was Mark.
Desjardins.
Yeah, no, I always have problems with the last people's names. All the best, Mark. So I'm David Love Jones. You've been listening to African Rhythms on CITR 101.9 FM. And so until next time, peace and love.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind sure that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all is born is new, do you know what I say is true? I'll be loving you always.
Always, 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 always not a bit. You're not helping to make this earth a place for all.
Change your words into the truth, and then change truth into your love. And maybe our children's grandchildren, our great great grandchildren will burn.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Sober Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding excellent.